Detective Billy Harney wakes up in a hospital bed with a bullet lodged in his brain and a fractured memory that stops 4 months before the shooting. As consciousness returns, he learns through whispered conversations that he's the sole survivor of a triple shooting that has rocked the Chicago Police Department. His partner, Catherine Kate Fenton, and prosecutor Amy Lentini are dead, and all evidence points to Billy as their killer. Gunshot residue on his hands, ballistics from his service weapon, and a mysterious motive he can't remember or deny. After 14 grueling weeks of hospitalization and rehabilitation, Billy insists on leaving despite his doctor's objections. A jagged scar runs across his partially shaved head, his athletic frame has lost 20 pounds of muscle, and he walks with a carbon fiber cane. But the physical damage pales compared to the complete amnesia blocking his memory of the shooting and the events leading up to it. His last clear memory is from months earlier, investigating a murder at a high-end brothel in Chicago's Gold Coast neighborhood. As fellow officers eye him with suspicion, Billy realizes he must maintain the facade of a harmless, brain-injured victim while secretly investigating what really happened. But with his memory in fragments and his own mind potentially compromised, can he trust himself to uncover the truth, or is he hunting for answers better left buried? On a frigid Chicago night, Detective Billy Harney stakes out an exclusive Gold Coast brothel. His target? Hedge fund trader James Mercer, suspected of murdering Sarah Jenkins, a graduate student working as an escort. Billy plans to catch Mercer in a compromising position to extract information about the murder. The stakes rise when Billy and his partner Kate document Chicago's elite entering the establishment, including Mayor Francis Delaney. When Billy contacts Lieutenant Wisniewski, he's ordered to stand down, warned that raiding a brothel frequented by powerful figures would destroy his career. Remembering his father's wisdom that the job isn't about what's convenient, it's about what's right, Billy proceeds. The raid exposes a sophisticated sex club patronized by Chicago's elite, with the mayor offering to reconsider police pension cuts for discretion. The next morning's headlines announce Mayor Caught in Brothel Bust. However, a crucial black book of client records has vanished, suggesting an inside leak, making Billy a target for corrupt officers and powerful politicians. Following the brothel raid, Billy and Kate's professional relationship turns intimate during a celebration at the Hole in the Wall. Despite agreeing it should be just one time, their chemistry proves difficult to resist. When summoned by Police Superintendent Driscoll, State's Attorney Maximum Margaret Olson, and Special Investigator Amy Lentini, the situation intensifies. Lentini accuses Billy of taking the little black book, deepening suspicions. After Chicago PC releases compromising brothel footage and threatens more celebrity exposés, both partners are placed on administrative leave pending investigation. Billy grows increasingly wary of Kate's motives as she alternates between sending provocative texts and maintaining cold distance, mood shifts that coincide with key developments in the case. In Chicago law enforcement's murky world, even the closest relationships might harbor deadly secrets. Amy Lentini enters Billy's life as the special prosecutor investigating his misconduct in the brothel raid. Their first meeting is hostile. Amy demands the little black book and asks to search his home, prompting both Billy and Kate to give her the middle finger as they leave. Despite warnings, Billy approaches Amy at a bar where she flirts while maintaining he's corrupt. To prove his nerve, he pickpockets her badge and drops it in a puddle outside. Yet something shifts between them. Amy admits she can't figure Billy out, unusual for someone who typically sizes people up instantly. They begin spending time together, eventually having a dinner where their conversation grows increasingly intimate. Their relationship deepens when Billy follows Amy to her apartment. They make love and share personal stories, with Billy learning about her past as a concert violinist, her time in Florence, and her inability to swim. Just as Billy feels he might be moving past his tragedies, he receives a photograph of Amy entering the brothel central to their case, forcing him to question their relationship. Billy's investigation reveals extensive corruption in Chicago's police department. After brothel manager Ramona Dillavue is found tortured and murdered, he suspects Lieutenant Wisniewski runs a protection racket. His concerns grow when he spots his sister Patty at the crime scene, having earlier seen her meeting secretly with Ramona. Prosecutor Amy Lentini explains they'd been investigating police protection of the brothel. Billy's raid interrupted their planned search warrant. They wanted the black book, not for John's names, to expose corrupt officers, primarily suspecting Billy's partner, Kate Fenton. Billy's situation worsens when his internal affairs contact, Sergeant Joe Washington, is murdered with Billy framed as the suspect. Evidence linking him to both Washington's and Ramona's murders appears in his basement. Someone with intimate knowledge of both cases and access to police evidence is framing him, but with his damaged memory and surrounded by betrayal, Billy can't determine who to trust. The Little Black Book emerges as the central driving force in this labyrinthine tale, a powerful object that remains frustratingly elusive. Initially described as Ramona Dillavue's client records, Amy later reveals it contains evidence of systematic police corruption spanning nearly a decade. Ramona's book contains coded references to over 50 sex workers and high-profile clients, including Archbishop Felon, former Mayor Delaney, and Congressman Tedesco. Its most damning content, detailed records of monthly police protection payments escalating from $2,000 to $10,000, all directed to a recipient identified only by a code name. When Billy's sister Patty discovers a digital copy on Amy's computer, her whispered, "So Amy knows?" carries ominous weight, prompting her to take the drive with a pledge to clean this all up. The mounting body count, Ramona, Sergeant Washington, Kate, and Amy, demonstrates the length someone will go to keep the book's secrets buried. In Billy's murder trial, Lieutenant Wisniewski testifies he suspected Billy of corruption for checking old arrest reports. The truth? Billy was working undercover for internal affairs to investigate Wisniewski, who is Amy Lentini's confidential informant, turning Billy's work against him. After surviving a home invasion, Billy's memory returns. Despite his injuries, he insists on testifying immediately. On the stand, Billy reveals he didn't kill the victims, but knows who did. Looking at his sister Patty, he exposes that she had been working with Wisniewski to cover up police corruption. When Amy discovered the black book exposing this corruption, Patty eliminated her and others to protect Billy's career. The black book shows that in a thoroughly corrupted system, there are no winners, only survivors bearing consequences of their choices. While Billy's physical wounds may heal, the emotional scars of his twin sister's betrayal never will. Sometimes truth doesn't liberate, it merely reveals the prison you've been living in all along.